Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with Thomas Dolby. Of course, we all know him from his music career, but what you may not know is his involvement in developing groundbreaking technology, such as cell phone ringtones, as well as serving as the music director for the acclaimed TED conferences. Today, we're going to talk about some songs that he selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Thomas, thank you so much for coming down.
Hey, nice to be here.
What's the first song you got for us?
Yeah, so the first song is a Van Morrison song. It's called Beside You. And Van, in his lyrics, often talks about radio, and you get this sense that he had this love affair with radio when he was a kid, you know, and that it was sort of what got him through a difficult time. He also strikes me as a guy that is never that comfortable in his own skin, and you just feel that when he's at his best, he's seeking refuge in his music. And I think the absolute peak of that was the Astral Weeks album, which is so transcendent. And my favorite cut off the album was this one, which is about the only one in a minor key. And there's just something spooky about the start of this song that has just always stuck with me. And I'm beside you.
Oh, darling, to never, never wonder why at all. No, 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 no. To never, never, never wonder why at all. That was Van Morrison with Beside You, as selected by our guest, Thomas Dolby. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Yeah, so the next one is Joni Mitchell. Edith and the Kingpin is really one of my favorite songs of hers, off one of my favorite albums, The Hissing of Summer Lawns. And there's something about Edith and the Kingpin, the melancholy of it, and the way that an apparently simple chord sequence sort of morphs into something a bit jazzier. It's this line she sings, he tilts their tired faces gently to the spoon. It's the most evocative line that just summons up that period so well. But she goes so out melodically. I mean, it's like the most beautiful piece of jazz that you've ever heard. I think the first album I ever bought with my own pocket money was For the Roses. And I had an interesting experience because I used to learn her piano parts, you know, from those albums. And once found myself in a piano warehouse with Joni, where we'd been asked by the studio we were working in to pick a new grand piano for them. And I would start playing intros to Joni's songs, and she'd go, "Wow, what was that one?" And I go, "Ladies of the Canyon, side two, song three, you know, oh yeah," and she'd sort of join in with it. So from opposite ends of this piano warehouse, we were sort of jamming on these old songs of hers. That was Joni Mitchell with Edith and the Kingpin, as selected by our guest, Thomas Dolby. What's the next song you got for us? Yeah, so this is a David Bowie song, Heroes. Like many of my generation of British teens, we were completely in love with David Bowie through all of the changes in his career, the chameleon-like vault fusses that he did. And I suppose, you know, the most influential moment of his career for me was when he turned his back on rock and roll and went to Berlin with Brian Eno and recorded a couple of albums, Low and Heroes, which were really the first time electronic music had really hit the mainstream, both in the pop charts and the side twos, which were the first time ambient music had really sort of hit the mainstream. We can be heroes just for one day. And you can be me. Heroes is a particularly memorable song for me because I played with Bowie at Live Aid at Wembley in 1985. And I was very nervous on stage because he'd been very busy at the time, and we played four songs that we'd never rehearsed back to back at a young band that we'd, you know, thrown together. And I was convinced that this song that had been an anthem through my teenage years, I was going to be the one to screw it up in front of 1.5 billion people.
But when I got up there, I was staring at Bowie's back about 10 feet away, and behind him, the Wembley audience. Beyond that, this invisible, massive world TV audience. And my fingers did the walking, you know. It's just they were playing themselves. It was a magic carpet ride.
Now, how did you transition from this life of the rock star to doing things in technology?
I'd been involved with technology because I talked to the hardware and software companies that made the stuff that I was using. And Silicon Valley was a very exciting place to be. You know, this is where the tech companies were starting to figure out how to work entertainment into machines that were designed for crunching numbers. And during the dot-com years, it became possible to get funded to do very cool interactive music stuff, even if you didn't have any business model, really, or revenue. But, of course, most of those dot-coms went up in smoke. Mine would have done were it not for the fact that the synthesizer that we created got licensed by the world's largest mobile phone company. And after that, most of its competitors. So the Beatnik technology is shipped in about 3 billion cell phones.
It's pretty remarkable to think that ringtones were something that you were kind of involved with.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't make the ringtones. You know, we just made the technology that all of the sound in a phone was played through. But it's astonishing to see how that took off.
That was David Bowie with Heroes, as selected by our guest Thomas Dolby. Okay, so what's the next song you got for us?
I'm going to go with Sign of the Times. You know, I think that in a way what Bowie was to the 70s, Prince was to the 80s. Because it was about fashion, he was a cultural icon. He was a guy where you just hung on every new release that he put out to see which way he was going to go musically. And Sign of the Times is just great. It's so sparse, there's almost nothing going on. And the vocal drives it.
Francis Skinny Man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there were 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun.
Early in your career, you were at the vanguard of what sort of got the name of New Wave and sort of playing keyboards and synthesizers. But that wasn't just that's when those instruments were invented. How did you come to play that kind of music, that particular instrument?
I actually started on guitar, and I dabbled in keyboards. And the first synthesizers were very expensive and very heavy and needed a couple of roadies to shift them and didn't stay in tune and so on. And the first one I was able to lay my hands on was actually it was a kit from the back of Popular Mechanics magazine, and it seldom worked properly. But I felt like a pioneer, and I'm often called a pioneer in that area, but you couldn't help but be a pioneer because there's only about half a dozen of us stupid enough to take that on, you know. It was so difficult, especially in the days of punk rock where, you know, I couldn't get in a band because they would have rather seen me sort of trash a Hammond organ on stage than play a cool synth line.
Ship explodes and everybody still wants to fly. Some say man ain't happiness, man truly dies. Oh, why time?
That was Prince with Sign of the Times, as selected by our guest Thomas Dolby. What's the last track you got for us?
Yeah, so the last one is a city song, Iggy Pop, The Passenger. I'm not really a city person, you know. I live in the edge of nowhere, out in the east coast of Britain, in a village with 20 houses and no pub. So I get a big charge when I go to cities, but I have an odd relationship with them. And this is one song that is sort of an anthem to cities, which is somehow positive, despite the fact that it's grimy, you know. He talks about driving through the city's ripped back sides. And there's just something about it that, you know, he's clearly a guy that loves to be in the middle of a city. He's a city person.
Yeah, the bright and hollow sky. You know, it looks so good tonight.
window glass. I look through my window so bright. I see the stars come out tonight.
That was Iggy Pop with The Passenger, as selected by our guest, Thomas Dolby. Well, Thomas, I want to thank you so much for coming down and joining us.
Nice to be here.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.